Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The federal government wants to see more of former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's spending records. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Kasim Reed spent 8 years as Atlanta's mayor. Now, the U.S. District Court of North Georgia has issued a subpoena for all of Reed's activity on his city-issued purchasing card during his time in office. It also includes his travel records, staff records, and daily calendar. William Boone teaches political science at Clark Atlanta University. He says the larger issue for Reed is his political future.
If anything comes out of this investigation and it directly links to former Mayor Reed, then certainly his career as a politician is over.
This continues the more than a year-long corruption investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office into Atlanta City Hall. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A new lawsuit claims police and elected officials in Henry County tried to cover up excessive force used by officers during an arrest last year. Henry County police arrested Desmond Merrill last December, responding to reports of road rage. After an internal investigation in May, Officer David Rose was fired for using unnecessary force and leaving information out of his report. The lawsuit says an initial investigation in December cleared Rose. Merrill's lawyers claim the second investigation didn't happen until viral social media video of the arrest was released in April. The Democratic Party of Georgia says it's putting together its largest ever campaign to reach voters ahead of November's election. GPB's Stephen Fowler attended the party's state convention over the weekend.
Several hundred people filled a downtown Atlanta ballroom to rally around gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams and the rest of the Democratic ticket. The party's executive director, Rebecca DeHart, says their strategy is targeting more than traditionally Democratic areas.
We are knocking on more doors. We are making more calls. We are sending more texts. We are having more volunteers coming out and putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this campaign than we ever have before.
It's an uphill battle. Republicans have controlled the governor's mansion, state house, and state senate since 2005. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Augusta University Health System reported a dramatic financial turnaround at last week's board meeting. During the 2017 fiscal year, AU Health lost $23 million. This year, it reported a profit of $51 million. Dr. David Hess is the dean of the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University.
We maintained our volume. We had more complex care, which means we get reimbursed better. And then we cut expenses. We didn't lay anybody off, anything like that. We just didn't fill some positions.
AU health officials warn they are not out of the woods yet. Some of the turnaround was a result of changes they may not be able to duplicate. A train depot built before the Civil War in Northwest Georgia is on the market for $500,000. The Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation says the Dalton Depot is the oldest commercial building in the city of Dalton. It was built in 1852. During the Civil War, a telegraph operator used the depot to send a warning that a train stolen by Union raiders planning a surprise attack was heading toward Chattanooga, Tennessee. The Georgia Trust says the building needs rehabilitation work, but it could be adapted for commercial use. The nonprofit group is selling the depot through its revolving fund program used to avoid demolition of historically significant properties. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.
We maintained our volume.